Blog Talk Radio.
This is Dare to Be Authentic Talk Radio Show Worldwide with relationship coach, life coach, and author, Mari Mitchell Porter.
Hi, and welcome to Dare to Be Authentic Radio. I'm Mari Mitchell Porter. I'm a life and relationship coach, and I'm the host of this show. I'm so happy that you're with us today. You know, one of the things that I always talk about to my clients and just to everyone is self-love, loving yourself. Looking at yourself in a way that maybe you look at your best friend, your child, your loved one. Often we don't do that. And it's something that's dear to my heart this year, especially with the new book coming out, Dare to Be Authentic, Learning to Love Yourself. But it also pops up in different areas of my life as I meet people. And one of the people I was dying to meet once I saw her profile is my special guest for today. She works with the heart. That's the way I love to say it. She's actually called the Heart Healer. Her name is Eileen Gottlieb, and she's your guide to conscious heart connection. Her passion is to guide and support others in learning how to be consciously connected to our heart of love. Isn't that beautiful? Heart of love through the human experience. Eileen is certified as a healing touch practitioner, a medical intuitive, and quantum practitioner. And since 1994, she's maintained a private practice in vibrational healing. Eileen, welcome to the show, and thank you so much for being on with me today.
Oh, it's my joy, Mari. Thank you for inviting me. I'm very pleased and excited to share this time with you and with your listeners. So thank you.
Thank you, and it's just lovely having you on the show. And the first thing I want to ask you, because I know some of your story and I want the listener to be able to know as well, tell us a little bit about the story of how you came to do what you currently do and why you call yourself the Heart Healer.
Okay. My background's in nursing, and so I have a very left-brained, problem-solving, traditional, professional background. And as I came into my older years, I was exposed to all sorts of interesting things. I started having astrological readings when I was in my 20s, and I remember one day, I would do this as a gift to myself for my birthday, and one day she said to me when I had a reading, "We've had a lot of help here today," and I had no idea what she was talking about. And so when I asked her, she said, "Well, she who you are named for has been here with us." Well, that was my father's mother, and she has been in spirit since before I was born. And so it opened up a door of exploration about past lives, about something more than this concrete third-dimensional physical realm, and started me on my journey of exploration. And I remembered that there was a lot of gaps in my memory as a child. There was always somewhat concerned about that, wondering, did something happen to me as a child? And I did wonderful healing work with a facilitator that has since gone to spirit. Her name was Diane Rosenthal, and she had a fabulous healing process that opened me to my conscious connection to God, Goddess, to spirit, whatever you want to call it, universal life force, the one heart, whatever it is that resonates. And it was from that moment forward that I realized that the reason why I had gaps in my memory was because I have always been very empathic, meaning that I pick up on and feel the emotions of other people. And I didn't have a guide in my family. I think we've discussed in my family that it probably would have been my maternal grandmother that would have been able to guide me, but she also passed well before I was born. And so I learned that as a defense mechanism or a survival mechanism, I shut down that gift. And with this healing work in the early 90s, I was able to turn it back on, so to speak, with much gratitude. And so that's pretty much how I came to awake to conscious heart connection and to spirit and to archangelic realm and to the gifts that had been lying dormant since I was a child.
Wow, that's quite a story. And, you know, I know that when children come forth with certain abilities or giftings, however you want to call them, the parents do get alarmed because they're afraid that it's going to harm the child, and they're afraid bad things are going to happen, et cetera. So that can happen. I know that as a child I used to see spirits only because my mom told me, not because I can remember. So they promptly, you know, took care of that. They didn't want me seeing that. They didn't want anything happening to me. And they do it out of a good heart. You know, they do it because they want to protect you, but they keep us from these awesome gifts, you know, that are there. They're dormant, and fabulously yours have come forth. Beautiful. So tell me, you know, you talk about being in a place of conscience connecting to our heart of love. I love the way you say our heart of love. Just listening to that, those words make me feel better. They just make me feel love. So tell us a little bit about what that means for you.
I'm happy to. And what it means, Mari, is I have been mandated, so to speak, in the messages that I have received from Spirit, from Source, that as the heart healer, it is my mission, my purpose, to teach people that it is everyone's SOLE or soul, SOUL, purpose, whether they are consciously aware of it or not, to learn how to be consciously connected to their heart of love, in who they're being, in their relationship with themselves, with their sources they believe it to be, with others, and in their life experiences. And the reason why this is so important is because who we are being in our relationship with ourselves dictates how we make choices. And so if we are making conscious choices from a place of heart connection and our actions follow from that place of connectedness, we see life totally differently and our actions become very much in alignment with our soul's purpose for being here. And as such, doors fly open for us. Life is effortless. And it is so important to me, my passion, truly, because I know that this is my service, and I want so much to be in alignment with that. And I know that as I am in alignment with this, my life becomes so much easier, so much more effortless. And the more adults that I'm able to connect to, the more parents that I'm able to serve, the more children there are that are effortlessly able to be not parented, but spiritually parented, more as guided for that which serves their highest good, so that their lives are much more effortless because they already know what they're here for. They already know how to do it. All they need is someone to support them in being consciously connected to it. And I know that you will agree with me, Mari, that our children are our future.
Absolutely.
And so if they know what they're here to do and they're able to do it without having to wait until they're 62 years old to figure it out, then what a world we're creating, you know?
Absolutely. You have such a heart for the children, you know, when we've talked before. And I just absolutely love that. So you work mostly with the parents so that the children can be in an environment where they can grow instead of being hindered like you were hindered because the parents were unaware.
Interesting. My first love is children, truly. I started out as a pediatric nurse. My first place of employment and where I trained was at Children's Hospital in Philadelphia. And it was the most joy, I have to tell you. I love working with kids. But what I know is that the majority of the clients that I receive that I'm blessed with serving are mostly women. I am blessed with men, and when I am just so grateful. And so when I am blessed with children coming to me, it's just such a heart-opening and joyful experience. So I'm grateful to be able to access that energy whenever and wherever I can. So if you know of anyone, please share my information.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And you can be such a help to parents who don't understand going on and to, you know, ease them into this, the acceptance of that it's all good, that it's all beautiful, and that it's for for them, for the betterment of them and their children. So that's a beautiful, beautiful mission.
Thank you.
So we had talked a little bit, and you mentioned something about self-judgment keeps us from our joy, and absolutely very true. But let's talk a little bit more about, let's expand on that a bit.
Okay. What I found both for myself, you know, I shared that my awakening was with through a facilitator. And and the work that we did is work that I continue to do with clients and have done for 20 years. And the first part of that journey of coming home to one's conscious heart connection has been and is for most people the clearing or understanding the concept of being in self-judgment, which is such a form of self-punishment. And I think that most of us are so self-critical, but it is self-judgment. Mm-hmm. And judgment, a simple rule of thumb, if you want to know if you're in judgment of anything, especially yourself, because if you're in judgment of something else or someone else, then you hold the energy of that judgment within your relationship with yourself, just the way it mm-hmm. works. And so the words of judgment are would, should, and could. So if you find yourself saying, oh, shoulda, coulda, woulda, you know, or anything using that language, I love that phrase because it's just so perfect, it means that you are in judgment of a choice that you made in the past, which can't be changed because it's in the past, and you're still holding on to it. And the truth is that in the moment, we are always making the best choice that we can. It's only in retrospect as we look back on it, because it didn't turn out quite the way we would have liked it to, that we choose to judge it. And so as we begin to come into a more conscious connection to our hearts and who we're being with ourselves, because that's the key. It is all about us. That's not narcissistic. It is survival. Self-centeredness is about survival. The more conscious we are about who we're being with ourselves, the more we are in healthy and whole relationship and loving relationships with other people. So when you find that you're using that language, it's good to stop, recognize that you're in judgment. Just use language like cancel or delete and reframe it. Come back into the present moment, which is where we have all our power, because power is about conscious choice. And the only place we can do that is in the present moment, one breath, one moment at a time. And so I invite your listeners, I invite anyone on this call to remember that language. If you say would, should, could, then you're in judgment of something in the past. And you can choose in this moment to just release the past before it's done. There's nothing you can do to change it. And be in the moment. Breathe into your heart, consciously connect, reframe it, and start again. It's a wonderful way to live.
Absolutely beautiful. Absolutely beautiful. And I love the woulda, shoulda, coulda, because it's an easy way to know, because sometimes we don't even know we're in judgment. And until we know something, we can't change it, we can't fix it, we can't feel better. So that's absolutely fabulous. Fabulous, Eileen. I love that.
Thank you.
Very, very nice. Now that we were talking about connecting to who you are, which I call authenticity, and that's my show, Dare to Be Authentic, I'd love to talk about authenticity for a while, because to me the first step, or for me the first step, and also for my clients, is to know who you are, because you cannot be who you are until you begin to know who you are and the majesty of all that and the brilliance of all that. So how do you see authenticity fit into what you do?
I so agree with the statement that you just made. And to me, authenticity has many different levels of awareness. Knowing who we are many, many, we have many faces, so to speak. We know ourselves as we are seen through the eyes of other people. We know ourselves based on our professional identity. We know ourselves as far as our family identities. You know, oftentimes we are a daughter, a son, a sibling, a cousin, a wife or a husband, a child. Mm-hmm. And that's all the ways that our identity is defined, and then so many other things. When one is consciously connected to their heart, that level of knowing who we are is exponentially expanded. And so the level of one's ability to be in an authentic relationship with themselves first and then with the people that they connect with is so much more than it was before that. It's just amazing to me. You know, when you think about children, children have no programming. They are truly their authentic and real selves. They're yes. joyful. They're playful. Everything is a source of experiential, imaginatory, imagination. I mean, it's just everything is new and exciting, and they're open to it all until they're taught not to be by someone that has fears.
That's right.
And
absolutely.
So as we're, you know, and as we're getting older, when we really choose to do that self-work to grow and become more connected to the who of who we are, to be connected to our authentic selves, we allow ourselves, if we choose to break down those barriers of limitation, the limited beliefs, the limited thinking, the language that goes right along with that limited thinking and limited language and limited everything, behaviors, actions, and create an opportunity to open up the possibilities of being truly connected to our hearts and exploring who we are in that place of beingness.
And absolutely, and so totally true. Very beautiful. We're going to break now for a couple of our sponsors, and we will be right back.
Attention book lovers. Story Girl, the latest release from Katherine Carlson, a comical tale of womanhood in the 21st century, is available now at Amazon.com. And while you're there, don't forget to check out her acclaimed memoir, Arrows Across Eons, Becoming Tina Turner, a story about synchronicity, serendipity, and the magical musical rhythms of the universe.
Who are you?
I'm a wife, a mother.
Who are you?
I'm a sister, a daughter.
Yes, but who are you?
Well, I have a busy career.
Who else are you? At midlife, we often find ourselves in the midst of changes, and roles that used to define us no longer seem enough. We need to get back to finding our authentic selves. Second Spring Adventures, helping you answer the question, who are you? SecondSpringAdventures.com.
Hi, we're back to Dare to Be Authentic Radio. I'm Mari Mitchell Porter, and I have my special guest, Eileen Gottlieb, with us today. We've been talking about how to consciously connect with your heart and with who you really are. And we were just talking about authenticity, and Eileen was saying about how exciting that is to be your authentic and true self. And Eileen, you're so right, because I have a one-year-old granddaughter, and watching her is such a delight. Just seeing her roaming around, touching things, experiencing things, and I try to tell my daughter, don't say no to her too much, you know? I can
right.
remember raising my kids, because I didn't know any better, and it was everything was no. Everything was no, because we were trying to keep them safe and from being hurt. And so I say, instead of telling her everything is no, just allow her to be in a place where she can touch what's there. I mean, why keep things that are dangerous to her she can't touch within her reach, you know? And I know that that's not the way most people would rear children, but everything can't be no. And she just is curious and wants to, and takes delight in the smallest little things and is always laughing and smiling. And I think to myself, wow, that's what a child is truly like. That's how they're born and come to this earth.
Agreed, agreed.
Society reprograms them into something that we can't even recognize until we come back to our true heart, our conscious heart, like what you're talking about. So tell us a little bit about, before we continue on, about how to get a hold of you, your website, et cetera, and the things that you offer. And then I want to ask you a couple more things.
Okay. Well, one can reach me either by my website to learn about the services that I offer, and a little bit more about my history, and there's some wonderful testimonials on it. And that can be found at www.eileengottlieb.com. That's ILENEGOTTLIEB.com, or vibrationalhealingfromtheheart.com. They'll both bring you to that website. Or someone can reach me by phone at 561-602-1989, and I am always happy to receive emails at healingig@aol.com. And I work with clients both in person and long distance by phone or Skype. I offer one-on-one vibrational healing sessions, medical intuitive readings, or Akashic Records readings, which are like a, to some people they think of it as a psychic reading, but it is specifically receiving information from the soul's journey. It is incredibly empowering, and it is a question-driven reading, and something that I truly enjoy doing, and I do record these sessions. And all of the work that I do, believe it or not, can be done in person or long distance. And for those people that are ready to take their healing journey to the next step and truly come into conscious heart connection, I do offer very special packages, because this work is, it's an intensive, it's not a simple process, but it is one that can be very simple if one chooses it. And it is a process that I love offering to people and being a part of and being a witness to their transformation, to their growth, to their ahas as they shift into a different way of being. Is there anything else about that I should share with you? There goes that should.
You got yourself in it. Write it down. Look at it later. I love it. It looks like you covered everything, and they can always get a hold of you through me and through the show. You know, the playback will be on my blog talk show, so anybody can always check it out then and see your name and Google you. I want to talk a little bit about, you know, you said the aha moments with your client. I love the ones with mine, and I wanted to share a little bit there. To see someone realize that they are valuable, you know, sometimes my clients will come in and they don't see their own value. They just can't see it because they've been raised in a way where they don't see it. And I can say something small, to me means small, but it's not. It's huge to them, like, you have a life's purpose. You just talked about yours, Eileen. You have a life's purpose. You have a purpose to fulfill here. And you're the one who's supposed to fulfill it, because there's only one you. You know, there's not 17 yous, there's one. And if you don't fulfill it, that doesn't get filled. And then their eyes just sparkle, and they're like, wow, what do you mean? That's how amazing, you know, I am. That's how amazing you are. So I'm sure that you have that with your clients as well.
I do, and truly, as I listen to you say that, I remember what it was like when I was in that place where someone showed me the mirror of my worth, and truly it brings tears to me and opens my heart in remembering that, because I think most of us that are doing the work of guiding others to knowing their worth have walked the journey of not recognizing their worth. And it's not always, and I truly believe, it's not about the people that we were raised with. Because the people that raised us, that birthed us into this world, that share their lives with us, they do the best that they can, and they are perfect who they are. for we on some level of consciousness have asked them to be exactly who they are to help us find our way in learning what we've come in to learn. And so to be in judgment of any of that serves no one, but it is always that most of us that do this work have walked this path. And so it does bring us great joy to be able to be the guide, not to do it for, because there is no value in that, not to tell them what it is, but to help them to find the words and the language that is their journey, that is who they are. And that to me, whether it's in session or having conversation with people, that I just, I'm so joy-filled to be able to see and experience those ahas with them. It does. And when you're doing what is your life's work, what you're passionate about, it's effortless.
Yeah, absolutely. I come out of my sessions with clients more energized than I would have before, and that's how you know.
Agreed.
You know, it doesn't drain me. It doesn't depress me. It's just absolutely fantastic and fascinating.
Agreed.
You know, one of the things that that has been coming to me at the end of 2014 and into 2015 is, and I use the word earlier, the majesty that's in us, the divine that's in us, resides in us, and we don't treat ourselves that way. Even myself, even as much work as I've done and a relation as I've received, I don't always treat myself with the majesty that's inside me, as if I were majestic. And so more and more, I think, Eileen, that as we grow, we get more revelation. And I don't see myself as completely authentic or having arrived, but it's continuing of that journey, of that path to more and more revelation, enlightenment, whatever you want to call it.
Right. When we realize that, if this is part of our belief, that our sole purpose, as I mentioned before, is to learn this from the human experience, the need to be in judgment of wherever we are in it is released, because we're here through the human journey to learn it. So until we take our last breath in these bodies and transition back to spirit from whence we've come, it's all good. It just doesn't always feel good. And those moments when it doesn't feel good are the moments that hopefully we learn to recognize them, the nuances of them, more and more consciously and quickly, and then stop and make a different choice and begin again. I so imagine the world, because we are getting so much closer to it, more and more people in this world are consciously connected to their heart to the extent that they can, or at least they're aware of it. And so as more and more people hold that space of being and who they are with themselves, making choices from that place, teaching children this, being with children in this way, whether they are their own or others, see this world transforming in such an extraordinary way, and it brings me so much joy.
Absolutely. I totally and completely agree, Eileen. And
Thank you.
Energies are higher, the energies are more, they're more vibrant coming into 2015. Has been absolutely amazing, at least for me. And that does not mean that everything is perfect. You know, it doesn't mean that our life is perfect every day in every way. Our family just had something very difficult we went through. But it means that we look for the best, and we expect the best, and we expect that we went through that. It was for a reason, and we've learned, and now we're somewhere higher because of it. And there's a blessing that always comes out of every trial.
Oh, I so agree with that.
Thank you so much for being on the show. We're just about out of time. And thank you, listeners, for being on with us today. You have all of Eileen's information. If you want to connect to your heart, who you really are, give her a call. Go to her website, EileenGottlieb.com, and have a wonderful, wonderful rest of your day. And we will be back next Wednesday, 12:30 to 1 o'clock. For the next airing of Dare to Be Authentic.
Blessings, Mary. Thank you.
This is Dare to Be Authentic Talk Radio Show Worldwide with relationship coach, life coach, and author, Mari Mitchell Porter.